Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning share at the Young Israel Vladimir. A snow day. In the olden days, on a snow day, share would have been canceled. In the new day and age, share just moves to the Zoom platform, so we could still continue to share Torah together on this snowy Thursday morning. I am dedicating this share, L'zecher Nishmas, my maternal grandfather. His yahrzeit is today, 6 Adar, Yitzchak ben Moshe, Alav Hasham. He was a Holocaust survivor. I consider it very relevant that his yahrzeit is always Parshas Zachor, Erev Parshas Zachor, because he himself was a survivor of the Holocaust who was encountered the evil of Amalek in his own life, in his own day, in his own age. And he was Nifter on Vav Adar when we remember Amalek. So this year, last week, we did Parshas Shkalim. Today we are going to do Parshas Zachor. So I will begin in Sefer Devarim, Perek Chaf Hei. So from Yud Zayin through Yud Tes, these are words that I surmise we know off by heart, as we hear them every year. It is a positive biblical commandment, a mitzvah ase d'oraisa, to remember what Amalek did to us. This is publicly fulfilled the Shabbos before Purim, as Haman HaRasha was Mizara Amalek, Haman HaAgagi Tzorer HaYehudim, Mizara Amalek, and therefore, we publicly read this passage in Beis Knesset before Purim. The Psukim tell us it's right at the end of Parshas Ki Teitzeh, Perek Chaf Hei, Devarim, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Tes. Zachor Eis Asher Asalecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Baderech, you were on the way, Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. So this is Moshe's recounting of the attack of Amalek. The actual attack of Amalek occurs at the end of Parshas Bishalach, Shmos Perek Yud Zayin. So in Parshas Bishalach, the people have left Egypt. We cross the Reed Sea. The man falls for the first time, and Amalek attacks. Here at the end of his life, Moshe is recounting, and he is commanding us, Zachor, to remember. Asher Karcha Baderech, they chanced upon us on the way. Vayizaniv Bechol Kol Hanecha Shalim Acharecha. And they attacked amongst us all the weak ones at the rear. And you were weary and exhausted, says Moshe. Velo yare Elokim, and he did not fear God. And it will be Vahaya, Bahaniach Hashem Elokecha lecha mikol aivecha misaviv. It will be when Hashem your God gives you rest from all your enemies all around. But Oretz, this is speaking about in the land of Israel, Asher Hashem Elokecha nosei nechar, when we come to the land that God has given us and we have rest from all our enemies all around, Nachal al rishta, an inheritance to take possession of the land, Timcha et zecher Amalech. You should erase the memory of Amalek mitachash hashemayim from under the heavens. Lo tishkach, you shall not forget. So this passage of Zechiras Amalek, which is read the Shabbos before Purim, is sandwiched between a positive mitzvahs aseh and between the bookends, if you will, are the mitzvahs aseh of Zachar and the lo ta'aseh of lo tishkach. We cannot forget what Amalek has done to us. We must remember. I'm just going to quote, as I have done in the past. Some of you are familiar with excerpts from my grandfather's memoirs. He left us, Baruch Hashem, 7 pages of memoirs. He was only 65 when he was nifter of a brain aneurysm. I was only 4 years old. My mother has said that he was so happy to have grandchildren. He lost his first wife and child in the Holocaust, and then he did not live to see them. He speaks about the liquidation of Krasnok. He was from the town of Krasnok in Poland, if you will. Before noon, I'm skipping. Before noon on Shabbos, all of us were, this is in the year of 1942, so I skipped the beginning of the memoirs, I just want to quote some excerpts. Before noon on Shabbos, all of us were hurried from the barracks. We could see the long boxcars, usually used to transport fruit, already prepared for the unfortunate Krasnik Jews. I remember well the last good day from my father, on the eve of that horrifying Black Sabbath, when I willingly went to the Pea Park camp where they brought all the Jews. My father said to me, "The last be well," and with tears in his eyes, he added, "Try to save yourself." I did not see my father or my sisters anymore. In the morning, on Sabbath, they hurried us from the barracks. 83 young Jews were chosen to work. The older men, women, and children were gathered before our eyes and hurried to the train station. We saw with our own eyes they herded everyone into the boxcars. When the transport with the unfortunates rolled past, their final be well wafted to us through the dilapidated openings. He just talks about their liquidation of Krasnik. He talks about that he was driven to Budzin, where there were already hundreds of Jews from Krasnik. And here the true hell began. This was originally written in Yiddish. My mother had it professionally translated for us into English. As soon as we were delivered to the murderous commandant, we had at once a free morning before we went to work. They told everyone to march single file. He removed from the line anyone who did not please him. As we exited the camp, those who had been moved were taken to a grave and shot. That day, 105 Jews were killed. I still remember several of the names of those killed: Rabbi Yoshua Asher Weinberg, Rav Peretz Feder. He and I slept on one pallet before the murder of Rav Peretz Feder. We talked continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God. My grandfather says that he would lay on the barracks at night and talk about the murderers. And he says they were sent by God, and their end is surely near. We suffer now, so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell will live to see a Jewish state. I remember my uncle, Moshe Markovitz, a boy of 13 years, handsome as a tree bloom. He was amongst those who were shot. May God avenge his blood. The first Passover in Budzin, we arranged a kitchen which cooked holiday soup. Whoever wished did not have to eat chametz during Passover. Yom Kippur, when we came back from a hard day's work, we quickly went into the barracks so Ne'ilah could be davened with a minyan. Yet for us, the heavens were closed. However, all of us together vigorously pleaded for help. Tehi Zechro Baruch had a very difficult life. He was a survivor, worked so hard when he came to Canada, and he was nifter suddenly at the age of 65 before he could even enjoy his grandchildren. Yitzchak ben Moshe's neshama should have an aliyah, should be a meili tosher for my whole family, for Besoros Tovas. So what I want to do now is go into Sefer Shmos, Parshas Bishalach, and today's insights are new for me, I hope new for you. I'm going to take a different approach to the aspect of Zechiras Amalek based on an insight that I learned this week that I had never seen or encountered before. So if you have a Chumash in front of you, I'm going to Perek Yud Zayin of Sefer Shmos. Okay? Because again, what we read on Parsha Zachar from Sefer Devarim is Moshe retelling of the event and commanding us, Zachar, and commanding us, Lo Tishkach. But the actual attack of Amalek against the Israelites did not happen at the end of the 40 years. It happened all the way back in the beginning. And that is in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Zayin. It begins in Pasuch, Shmos chapter 17, verse 8. Okay, so what happens in Parsha Bishalach is Kriyas Yamsuf, Shiras Hayam, Mara, the man falls for the first time, chapter 16, and here at the end of and Moshe hits the rock and brings forth water in chapter 17, and now Amalek comes. Vayavo Amalek, chapter 17, verse 8 in the book of Shemos. Vayavo Amalek, and Amalek came, vayilachem im Yisrael b'Rafidim, and they fought with Israel in Rafidim. Vayomer Moshe el Yoshua, and Moshe said to Yoshua, Bachar lanu anashim, choose for us men, vitzei, go out, hilachem ba'amalek. Battle with Amalek, Machar Anochi Nitzav al Rosha Giva. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill, Umata Ha'elokim B'yadi, the staff with which he did so many wonders in Egypt, the staff with which he split the sea will be in my hand. Ayas Yoshua Kasher Amar Lo Moshe, and Yoshua did, like Moshe told him, Lilachim Ba'amalek, to fight, to battle with Amalek, and Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. Who was Hur? So Rashi tells us Hur was the son of Miriam. Miriam was married to Caliph, and their son was Hur, so who went up to the mountain? Moshe, Aaron, and Hur. Hur represents the third sibling, Miriam. V'haya kasher yari Moshe yado, and will be when Moshe's hands were lifted up. V'gavar Yisrael, Israel was victorious in the battle. V'kasher yaniyach yado, and when his hands were down, v'gavar Amalek. Amalek was victorious. So Rashi says, is it possible that Moshe's hands were winning the war? Moshe from the top of the hill, if his hands were up, they were winning. If his hands is down, were they were losing? No. So the Gemara explains in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that when Bnei Yisrael lifted their eyes to their Father in heaven, when they relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they understood that the battle and victory comes from him, they were victorious. And when they lowered their eyes, forgetting that victory is from God, then Amalek had the upper hands. V'yidei Moshe kevedim pasuk yirbeis, the hands of Moshe were heavy. V'yichu aven, so they took a stone and they put it under him, and he sat upon it. V'arn v'chur tamchu biyadav, Arn and Chur held his hands from this side and from that side. V'yihi yadav emuna, what does that mean? Strange lashon. His hands were with faith. Ad bo Hashem. What do you mean his hands were with faith? A lot going on here with Moshe's hands. So here Targum Unklis tells us, V'havo yidohi pirisin bitzilo. Da'al Shimsha. Vahavo Yudo Prisin, his hands were spread out, bitzelo. That doesn't mean his hands were with Amuna. Targumunka says his hands were held aloft. They were spread out in prayer. The Aramaic word, and I say it many times for prayer, is tzadi lamit. His hands were held out in prayer until the morning sun. So Moshe is davening and the people are fighting. When they lift their eyes up to Shemayim, then they have victory. Vayachalosh Yehoshua es Amalek v'es Amalofichar. Yehoshua was successful in weakening but not decimating Amalek according to sword, which is why throughout the millennia we still have to deal with Amalek. Vayom Hashem el Moshe. And Rav Salvechuk says, in the name of his father, Rav Moshe, in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, something I've said many times, Amalek is anyone in any generation who comes to kill us. The original Amalek was from Esav. Esav had Eliphaz. Eliphaz had Amalek. So Esav is the grandfather, if you will, of Amalek. But today, we hold Rav Chaim Brisker Paskin that anyone in any generation who arises to kill us is the reincarnation of this Amalek. What were the Bnei Israel doing? We had just left Egypt. We were former slaves. We weren't bothering anybody. We crossed the Red Sea. We had the and minding our own business. And this is the mitzvah of Zachor. And here, even though we don't read this Pashas on Parsha Zachor, we have the idea of remembrance. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, Ksov Zos, write this down, Zikaron, as a remembrance, Basefer, in the book, V'sim Ba'azne Yoshua, you, Moshe, are not going into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that here, Hashem alluded to Moshe that he was not going into Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua is going to be taking the people into Israel. You need to give Yoshua the Mesorah. Write this down as a Zikaron, and give it to Yoshua, Ki macho emcha et zecher Amalek, mitachas ha-shamayim. I will surely erase the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. Notice that here, Hashem says he will erase Amalek. In Sefer Devarim, it is macho tim. We must erase the Zecher of Amalek. So it's a shitfus, so to speak. It's a partnership between us and God. We must do our part to erase Amalek, and Hashem will do his part. Vayiven Moshe Mizbeach, and Moshe built an altar. Vayikoshmo Hashem Nisi, and he called its name, Hashem is my banner. So Nes means banner, Nes means miracle, Nes means Nisayon. Moshe built an altar as a remembrance. Ksov zo zikaron besefer. And v'sim ba'aznem Yoshua. Don't only write it down. Torah shebichtav zechiris Amalek. Like Tov, Bechtav, Simba, Azne Yoshua. It should also be an element of Torah Shabbal Peh. We have a responsibility to pass down the Mesorah of Zechiris Amalek, Midardar. I was thinking of something very interesting that I never thought of before, because you know I try and focus on Shorashim in my learning. Zachor is to remember, and it's also the root word of what? I never occurred to me before. I don't know why. Zayin, Chof, Reish, male, Zachar, and Nekeva. So we know nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident. Lashon HaTorah, nothing's an accident. Everything is with purpose. So if the same three letters, Zayin, Chof, Reish, mean to remember, and this whole Shabbos is Shabbos Parsha Zachar, we have Zikaron here in Beshalach, we have the passage in Devarim, which begins with the word Zachar, but it's also the root word Zayin Chaf Reish, as in Zachar Unikeva, male and female. So we see that it is the responsibility of the person, of the father, of the Rebbe, of the teacher, of the Malami, the Zachar, to pass on the Zecher. Don't be passive. The Zachar has, the male has to grab the mitzvah and pass this on. Et Zecher Amalek. So it's part of the Chinuch HaBanim, which is really going to be, as you will see shortly, the focus of our shiur today. Interestingly, learn from Amalek, that we have a responsibility, the Zachor, whether it's the father or the teacher or the Rav or the Rebbe or the Melamed, to pass this on, not only as a Torah Shebichtav, but also as a Torah Sheba'al Peh. Vayiven Moshe Mizbeach, Vayikro Shmo Hashem Nisi, Vayomer. And he said, Ki yad al kase ka. There is a hand, yad al kase, from the word kisei, on the throne of Hashem. Melchama la Hashem ba Malik midardar. There is a war, a battle of God against the Malik from generation to generation. And Rashi famously also tells us, kisei is not written. I'm in Perak Yud Zayin of Shemos, Pasuk Tez Zayin. So kisei is chaser. Where's the final aleph? It says case, but there's no kisei. Furthermore, the name of Hashem is truncated, so to speak. So the word for kisei is truncated to case, and the word for Hashem is truncated to ka. So Rashi tells us that as long as Amalek exists, the throne of God is incomplete, and the name of God is incomplete in this world. Only once Amalek is totally eradicated will the name of Hashem and the throne of God be complete. I want to now focus on a particular Rashi here, and that is Rashi 2, Pasuk Tes. Let's go back to Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Moshe, if you don't have a Chumash in front of you, I'm reading the Pasukim and translating them, but everyone's at home, so it's probably easy to go to your bookcase to get one. I'm going to read the Rashi to you. Okay, I'm in Perikid Zayin Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Moshe Yoshua. Moshe says to Yoshua, Bechar lanu anashim, choose for us men, v'tsehi lachim b'malek. Go out and battle with the Malek. There is a very seemingly cryptic Rashi here. It seems to have nothing to do with the topic of Amalek. If you look, for example, in Parsha Zachar and Sefer Devarim, the Rashis have to do with the attack of Amalek. Vayizanev b'chol kalanech shalim echarecha, makat zanav, a blow to the tail. They would cut off choseich milos, v'zore klape mala. Very, very painful, very difficult. Why does it say vayizanev b'chol? What does that mean? From zanav, zayin nun beis. They would cut off the male circumcised organ and throw it up to heaven. Why does it say akashar karcha b'derech? Rashi gives three reasons. One, Lashon Mikra, they chance upon you. Two, Lashon Keri Vituma, from a man's omission and impurity. They defiled the Bnei Yisrael with homosexual relations, says Rashi. Three, they cooled us off. So the Rashis generally seem to have to do with the passage of Amalek. Furthermore, if you look here, the Rashis also seem to be thematic. Rashi's teaching to Pasuk Tes here, as you're going to see in a minute, seems to have nothing to do with Amalek. Bechar lanu, so Rashi says, leave alach. Moshe appointed Yehoshua, and he says, choose for us men. You choose for me, Moshe, and for you, Yehoshua. He shivahu lo. Moshe equated Yoshua to himself. Mikan amru chachamim. From here. From Mechamas Amalek. From Moshe saying to Yoshua, choose for us men. The rabbi say, Yihi kavod tamidcha chaviv alayich kishalach. The honor of your student should be as precious as your own honor. Rashi is quoting from Pirkei Avos. And this is the source. The fact that Moshe said to Yeshua, Bechar lanu anashim, he included himself in that statement. He didn't say, Bechar lacha anashim, you're the commander of the war, choose for yourself, men. He said, choose for us. I, Moshe, trust you, Yehoshua, who is inferior in a sense spiritually to Moshe, to choose for us. And therefore the sages say, Yihi kavod tamicha, chaviv alaich kishalach, the honor, the kavod of your student should be as dear to you as your own. Rashi then goes on to explain where we learn, kavod chavercha kamora rabcha, you could read to the rest of Rashi if you would like, but I want to talk about this one line. What is this doing here, and why do we learn it out from Amalek? We learn out from Amalek that the covet of your Talmud should be as dear to you as your own. So I'm learning through this new Sefer, Rav Yaakov Ben Doron Chumash. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. He has many beautiful insights. So he has a very, very beautiful pshat in here. And a very unique and novel interpretation into this mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. He quotes the pasuk, "Vayomer Moshe Yoshua bechar lanu anashim of Yaakov ben Doron from Yeshiva Darchei Torah." V'tzehi lochem ba'amalek. From here, we see the covet of your Talmud should be as important as your own. So we're talking about the Talmud Rebbe relationship. That's the opening Rashi to Parshas Amalek. What's going on here? Rav Hutner, he quotes from Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal, points out this message about the kesher, the connection between Rabbi and Talmud, is taught by the war against Amalek. The war against Amalek, like the passage ends in Bishalach, is a battle of Hashem ba'Amalek, like the parsha ends, midor dor, from generation to generation. Amalek opposes the beautiful flow. Amalek opposes the holy Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud. And so specifically at this juncture, when Amalek comes to attack and cut off our kesher with our future, our doros, our talmidim, our children, Vayizane b'chol kol hanecha, shalom echarecha, Rav Soloveitchik says that the Nazis had a particular affinity for killing the babies. Rav Soloveitchik says, and the Lord is righteous in all his ways, they would take the babies, they would throw them against the brick wall, and the brain matter would drip against the wall. They would do this in front of the mothers. What does Haman HaRasha say? But who does he single out? Cut off the Mishor of the generations. Taf v'nashim. Cut off the children from the woman, the nursings from the woman. Cut off from the zakein, zashakana chachma. Cut off from the Rebbe, the na'ar. Do not allow the Mesorah of Bichtav and the Mesorah of Baal Peh to continue for the generations. And this is their striving. Therefore, dafka now, When Amalek, the grandson of Esav HaRasha, anyone in any generation who comes to destroy us, dafka now, Moshe says to his Talmid Muvhak, Yehoshua, we're going to strengthen the kasher. I'm going to teach you how important you are as my Talmid. Because after the Rebbe is gone, after 120, who carries on the Torah? And who becomes the Rebbe to the next generation? The student. And therefore, Rav Hutner teaches, Amalek opposes the beautiful flow, the holy Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud. And so at this juncture, Dafka, when we're fighting a battle, Mechamela Hashem, Amalek Midar Dar, Moshe shows respect for his Talmud, Yehoshua. Amalek, says Rav Bender, marched forward eager to attack Klal Yisrael. And they knew exactly who they were looking for. And this is his teaching to Parshas Beshalach. But now he quotes from the passage of Amalek in Parshas Ki Tete, which is how we began Shir. Vayizanei b'cho kol ha-nechashalim acharecha. They come for the weak ones at the rear. Amalek looks for the weakest. Amalek looks for the most vulnerable. And the response to that, and he takes it a step further in terms of chinuch, is our dedication to the weakest ones. Our dedication to those children who seem to be straggling at the back of the line. Not only do we invest heart and soul in helping them to succeed, we recognize that perhaps those children are the strongest ones of all. This is what a Rebbe does. This is what a Mora does. I'm going to add in, this is what a parent and a grandparent must do. The transmission, midor dar, is our eternal answer to the Tumah of Amalek. And so, when Amalek Dafka comes, Moshe says to Yehoshua, do you know how important you are? Your kavod as my Talmud is important to me as my own kavod. So of course, Rashi's teaching here is not an accent. Of course, Chazal don't learn off on Mechamas Amalek for no reason, but it's coming to teach us. And so when we remember Zachor, Sashar, Salicha, Amalek, we must remember something else. The answer to Amalek is strengthening our ties with the future. Who is the future? The children. The Talmidim, the children and the grandchildren. And what does Haman say? Oh, and Haman says, Minar Vadokin, Tafanashim, B'yam Echad. What do? We invest all of our efforts into the children, into the future. My grandfather writes, I got married at the end of 1939. In the winter of 1941, marked by the weekly reading of Beshalach, my wife gave birth to a daughter. I think it's so interesting that his Yurtzeit is six other Erev Parshas Zachor, and his first daughter was born in 1941, Parshas Beshalach. Parshas Beshalach is where Amalek originally attacks us. Parshas Zachor is a mitzvah of this remembrance. We named her Devorah according to the Haftorah of Beshalach. However, with each day, the situation became worse and worse. He writes later, a Shabbos after Sukkot in the year 1942, the darkest year in Jewish history. Everyone already knew there would be an Ausleihung, a count as it was euphemistically called. My wife and I and our 18-month-old daughter went to the camp. Several hundred Jews were already there. My aunt recently told me that his daughter Devorah was killed when she was 1 year and 9 months approximately old. So Amalek comes to attack the future, the weak ones, Taf and Nashim, Na'ar v'Zakein. What do? We respond in turn by strengthening that connection. And that's part of Zechiras Amalek. It's not just to remember what they did and what they eradicated. It's to remember their tactic and to strengthen ourselves for the future. The Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayisaper Haman Lezeres Ishto Ulechol Ohavav. Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all of his lovers, Eskol Asher Karahu, everything that happened. Vayomer Lo Chachamav Zeresh Ishto, and his wise men and Zeresh, his wife, said to him, if Mordechai is from the seed of the Jews that you have begun to fall before him, lo tuchalo, you will not be able to rise over him, Haman, ki nafol tipol lefanav, you will surely fall before him. And the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Tes Zayin Amr Aleph on this Pasuk, ki nafol tipol lefanav, you will surely fall before him. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli expanded on this verse, Shtei nefilos halalu lama, why do they say a double lashon of falling? Ki nafol tipol lefanav, you will surely fall before him. Fall, you will surely fall. Amr lo, they told Haman, this nation is compared to the dust, and they are also compared to the stars. Kishehein Yardin, when they fall, Yardin at Afar. Knesset Yisrael, unfortunately, have the capacity to fall so far. They fall unto the dust. Ukushehen olin, and when they rise, olin ara kochavim. They rise up to the stars. And the Art Scroll footnote explains, the Maharsha says, when they rise up to the stars, they cannot be harmed. Thus, when they saw Mordechai beginning to rise, they told Haman with a double expression, he would surely fall, to stress that once Mordechai is on the rise and rising up to the stars, he would surely fall and not be able to prevail over him. It's true that sometimes we fall, and when we fall, they said to him, Zeresh and its Chachamim, we fall to the dust, Meseches Megillah, Tezayin Aleph. But when we rise up to the stars, and you will surely not be able to rise. You will surely not be able to be victorious over him. And it's very interesting because here the Gemara says, I'm going to quote the Lashon of the Gemara again, I translated the whole thing already, without translation now. Umazu Amrulo, Zeresh and his advisor said, Umazu Mishula La'afar, Umishula La'kochavim. Kishahein Yardin, Yardin ad Afar. Ukishahein Olin, Olin ad Hakochavim, La'kochavim. The first time we see this idea that we are compared to the stars, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the first time, is in Sefer Bereishis, right in the beginning, after Parshas Lech Lecha, in the beginning of Perek Tesvav, which is the Perek of the Bris Bein Habsarim. Ayetze oso hachutza, vayomer habeina hashamayim uspor hakochavim, imtucha lispar osam ko yihiyah, what's the next word? Zar echa. And we see the first time the allusion to the stars that Knesset Israel will be like the stars. It's in juxtaposition to Ko Yezarecha. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you ask me, how do you know that Eliezer will not inherit you, but you will have progeny? So I'm going to take you outside. I'm going to tell you, count the stars. And when you and your children rise up to the stars, no one can attack you. Because what's the secret of the stars? Ko Yehi'eh. Zar Echa. Our brightness, our ability to rise and not fall, lies in investing our future, our hopes, our transmission, our Masar, our education in who? In our children. So the Gemara says, when they fall, Taka, to the dust. But when they rise, this is what Zeresh and the Ohavav told him. They rise so high. Ukushahein olin, olin ad lakochavim. And what did Hashem promise Avram Avinu, the father of the Umi Yisraelis? Vayeto so chutza vayomu spar kochavim, umtucha lisbrosem ko ya zar echa. Where do our hopes of ascension lay? In understanding that the future is in the children. And Amalek is smart. Amalek is wise. Amalek knows this. Amalek in the Holocaust killed 1.5 Jewish children. What did Paro want to do? Called Ben Yod or Yor Tashlichu. I heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say, not this year, I don't know, last year or the year before, and I confirmed with him yesterday, when I was preparing Shir, that this is said over in the name of Rameir Shapiro of Lublin Zatzal, the founder of the Daf Yomi. Rameir Shapiro of Lublin has a beautiful var on this pasuk, Esther 6:13, which we already saw the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Nafol Tipa Lofanav, and I connected it back to Avraham Avinu, because stars occur in juxtaposition to Ko Yezarecha. But another var from this pasuk on the power of Zera Yisrael. Listen to the pasuk again. Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishto ulechol ohavav eskol sher karahu vayomru lo chachama vezeresh ishto im mizera hayehudim Mordechai. If Mordechai is from Zera HaYehudim, that you have begun to fall before him, you will not be successful, you will surely fall. The end of the pasuk we already expounded from with the Gemara. Rameir Shapiro of Lublin, which is, he died very young. He was in his early 40s, and he himself did not have children. And he taught, he has many spiritual, millions of spiritual doros. I too is a child, founder of Daf Yomi. But he said something so gushmak on this pasuk. You know what they were saying to him? Im mizera ha-Yehudi Mordechai. If Mordechai knows that in a time like this, when you, Haman, from Amalek, arise to destroy him, if he's still focused on the children, Zera HaYehudim, if he's still investing everything in the future, if he's still teaching the children, bringing them to Cheder, transmitting the oral law, the Torah Shabbat Peh, transmitting the Torah Shabbichtav, you will never succeed to rise over him. Because even if in a time like this, he's investing his efforts in the children of Klal Yisrael, Zera HaYehudim, you will never be able to be victorious. What does Rashi mean? From Mechames Amalek, Yehi Kvar Chavercha Chaviv Alayach, Yehi Kvar Tamicha Chaviv Alayach Kishalach. There's no other place in the whole Chumash to teach me that. The whole Chumash? No. Because when Amalek comes, what they come is for the Nechashalim Acharecha. They come for the 1.5-month-old babies. They come to cut off our connection with the future. They come, Mina Arva Ad Zakein Tafanashim. That's Dafka who they want to root out. So you know what Rashi says? And you know what Rav Hunter explains? Dafka now, by Zechiras Amalek, by Mechames Amalek, is when we must strengthen the Kesher with the Zerah Yehudim. Now we must strengthen. Now we have to show Yoshua how important you are, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. It's a responsibility of every Zachor, every Rabbi, every Rav, every Rosh Hashiva, every father, every grandfather, to pass the Mesorah of Zechiras Amalek to their progeny. Not only the destruction that Amalek wrought, but the strengthening of the Mesorah. If Mordechai is working on the Zera Yehudim, even in a time like this, if they never give up on educating their children, that's the antidote to the Mechama LaHashem Ba'amalek Midardar. Even by Paro, he wanted to throw the males into the river. And the Pesukim tells by Paro, in Perek Yud, Pesukim Ches through Tess, they bring Moshe and Aaron back to Paro, and Paro says, okay, the chu ivdu es Hashem Elokeicha, miva mi ha-hochim. Okay, fine, they go. Who's going, by the way? Ayomer Moshe, and Moshe says, b'ne'ureinu u'vizikneinu ne'leich. You know who's going? The same na'ar v'zakein that you want to destroy? That's who's going. B'vaneinu u'vivnoseinu. With our children we're going. With our sheep and our flocks, ki chag Hashem lanu. It's a yantif for us. When the na'ar v'zakein, it's a yantif for you when you kill the na'ar v'zakein, it's a yantif for us when our na'ar v'zakein is with us. Im mizera Yehudim. Napol tipol lefanav. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, when they fall to the dust, but when they rise to the stars. Stars? What does Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Can you count the stars? Your children, your zera. Once again, there's that word. Will be like the stars. We can rise to the greatest heights if we fight Amalek in a language they understand. They know that to decimate us, they attempt to destroy our future. What do we have to do by Zechiras Amalek? Not just remember the torture, the backbreaking labor, the avodas perach, vayimaru es chayim, bevodah kasha, bechomer, v'leinim. Remember to strengthen the kesher with the future. So what do we learn from Amalek? Yehi kavod chavercha. Talmidcha, why do I keep saying that? The kavod of your chaver should also be precious to you. Yehi kavod talmidcha chaviv alayach kishalach. Going to Medrash Esther Rabbah. Beautiful Medrash. That so highlights our point. By the way, this is a brand new share for me. I hope for you too. So the Medrash Esther Rabbah tells us, 7:13. Listen carefully. And in light of our understanding of Zechiras Amalek today, I'm taking a totally different approach to the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek than I've ever taken before. And I think it's such an important approach. The children, especially in society today, are so vulnerable. Rachmana Litzlan. The society in which we live is not a Torah-conducive society that promotes Torah values. And when the spiritual Amalek comes to destroy us, we have to double and redouble our efforts to make sure our children, who are like the Kochavim, understand how high we can rise. So the Medrash says, "Ubishaa shenechtemu oson ha'igaros v'nitnu biyad Haman." At the time when those letters were sealed and they were given into the hands of Haman, so Geshmak, he got what he wanted. Vayavo sameach. Haman came with simcha. Hu v'chol b'nei chabura so. He and all the members of his chabura, he's so happy, he's a prime minister, and everyone who walks with him, and the time the letters were sealed, Haman comes with all the members of his chabura, b'simcha. Upagu b'mordechai. And could you imagine, who did he meet? Mordechai, shehu holeich lifneim, who was walking before them, but Mordechai, the arch enemy of Haman. V'ra'a Mordechai. So what happens? Haman is coming. Haman is very happy. He's in a state of simcha with his chabura because the letters of annihilation, minar va'ad zakein, taf v'nashem, have been sealed. It's a yontif for Haman. V'amelech Haman yashvu l'shtos. And as he's taka walking home, after the deed has been done, mizera ha'yehudim, he sees Mordechai. Upagu b'Mordechai, shehu holeich lifneim. Mordechai is walking in front of them. V'ra'a Mordechai shlosha. I really see, I've said this before, sometimes I say to my shiurim, I really see so much shi'ata d'shmai when I prepare my shiurim. When you have one ha'ara, so many sources all of a sudden make sense. I read that piece by Rabbi Bender quoting Rav Huttner. And all of a sudden, it just opens your eyes to so many other insights in the Torah that fit in so nicely. Listen to this medrash. What's Mordechai doing? V'ra'a Mordechai shlosha tinokos shahayu ba'im mibeis ha-sefer. Mordechai sees three little children who are coming from Beis Sefer. The edict has been sealed. Lashmi laroga abedes ko yehudi minar vadzakein tafen nashim. Acham al Hashem ba'malek midar v'dar. Kol beni yorayor tashlichu. Mi v'mi ha'ochim. Binu reinu v'ziknenu neilech. Ki chag Hashem lanu. Im bizara ha'yehudi Mordechai. Asher chilosu limpo lefanav. Lo tucha lo. V'ra'a Mordechai shlosha tinokos. The children, the Jewish kinduach, are still going to base her safer. V'rats Mordechai achareim, and Mordechai runs after these Jewish children. Ukishara Haman, v'chol chabura so, shahaya rats Mordechai acharei hatinokos. Why is Mordechai running after the children? Because where is our future? Yehi kavod talmidcha chaviv alai kishalach. You know where we learn it from? Mechamas Amalek. Because they come to destroy Beis Sefer. They come to destroy the Rabbi-Talmud relationship. They come to destroy the Tinokos because they know that's our future. And Mordechai sees Jewish children leaving Beis Sefer and he runs after them. And Haman sees Mordechai running after these Tinokos. Ukesheraa Haman v'chol chabura so his chabura. Shavahaya rats Mordechai acharei ha-Tinokos halchu acharei Mordechai. Haman goes after Mordechai. Lada'as ma yishal Mordechai mehem. What business do you have with these Jewish children who next year on the 13th of Adar are going to be in the gas chambers? Why are you running after them? I'm about to kill them. Kevan shigi Mordechai etza hatinokos. Mordechai was the gadol hador. And he bends down and he says to these little children, what did you learn today in yeshiva? Sha'alva chad mehem pisokli pisukecha. Tell me, Yingala, tell me the pasuk you learned today in Beis HaSefer. I'm not making this up. All the sources that I'm quoting are good. I'll go look them up. I can't make this up. Amarlo, the child says to Mordechai, you know what we learned, Rabbi? Al tira mi pachad pisom. Don't fear from a sudden pachad. Umi sho'as rishaim kisavo. Don't fear from the sho'ah. Don't fear from a holocaust that's coming. Mordechai goes to the child and he says, you're so precious to me. Your kavod is as precious to me as my own, and I'm running after you. What did you learn in Beis Sefer? And the child said, you know what I learned? It's a pasuk from Mishlei 3, Perek Gimel, pasuk Chaf Hei. Al tira mipachad pitom. Don't fear from a sudden fear. Umishoes rishaim and the holocaust sho'av, the wicked. Don't worry when it comes. The second child spoke up. Pasach Hasheni va'amar. The second child spoke up and he said, "Ani karasi hayom ubazaha pasach amarti umadati mibeis sefer." The child said, "Wait a minute, ani karasi hayom. I was the child who got to read the pasach today in Beis Sefer. Ubazaha pasach amadati, and in this pasach I stood up mibeis sefer and I finished school. And this is what I learned," says the second child. Pasuk from Yeshayahu, Perches, Utsu Esa Vesufar, plan a conspiracy, but it will be annulled. Dabru Davar, when you speak a word, Velo Yakum. Who are they talking to? Haman, your word will not be upheld. Ki Imanukel. God is with our entire nation. You could plot whatever you want. You could plan to annihilate and throw those babies against a brick wall so their brain, man, I'm quoting the Rav, drips against the wall. My grandfather says, my wife and I and our 18-month-old daughter went to P Park where the count was taken. Her name was Devorah. She was born Parshas Beshalach. My grandfather's yahrzeit is Parshas Zachar. And yet, here is his granddaughter. It wasn't even Zocha to know him. Teaching Torah. If at this time, says Rameir Shapiro of Lublin, they are still sending their children to Beis HaSefer, they are still teaching the Zerah HaYehudim, you don't stand a chance. So Mordechai runs after this tinokos. Tell me, Yingalo, what did you learn in yeshiva today? I learned you shouldn't fear the Holocaust. Don't fear a sudden terror. I learned, said the second one, it was my turn to talk today, Rabbi. Ani karasi hayom. They're children. You know what I learned? It doesn't matter. Utsu, Esa, Visufar, they might plan plots against us. It will be annulled. Dabru, Davar, they will speak against us. Velo, Yakum. Ki Imanukel. Pasach HaShlishi. And the third one interjected, and he said, Va'adzikna anihu. Until old age, this is a reference to Ribbono Shel Olam, also from Yeshayahu. Until forever, anihu, I am he. Va'ad seva ani aspol. Until the old age of years, I will carry the burden of Klal Yisrael. Ani asisi, I made. Va'ani asa, and I will carry them. Va'ani aspol, va'amalei. I will carry them, and I will rescue them. Kevan shashama Mordechai kach, sachak. The same Mordechai who 5 minutes ago was walking through the streets of Shushan. Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Mordechai yada es kol asher na'asa. Vayikra es begadav. Vayilbash sak ve'efer. Vayetze besoch ha'ir vayuzak za'ako gadol mar. He's crying! He's tearing kriya! He's wearing sackcloth and ashes! It's a disaster! It's a state of mourning! We're all going to be in the crematoria! Who will save us? It's a time of Hester Panim. Chulin 139b. Esther Minotor Minayim Vanochi Hester Hester Panayim Ekem Biyamayu. Vayir Shushan Nevocha. They're crying. Bacho. And Mordechai sees three kinderlach leaving yeshiva. And he says, what did you learn? And when Mordechai hears the tinokos from Beis HaSefer, these are the words of the Medrash, Sachak. He laughs. B'shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzionayin Kachomim Azimale Sechok Pinu U'lishoneinu Rina. He laughs. V'haya Sameach Simcha Gedola. Please go look up this Medrash. It's Medrash Esther Rabbah 7:13. I'm not making up one word. And all of a sudden Mordechai was full of a Simcha Gedola. Amar lo Haman. Haman said to him, Ma hizos ha-simcha shasamachta? What's this whole big simcha that you're so happy? L'divrei ha-tinokos olalo? You're listening to little children. They don't know what they're saying. You're so besimcha. Amar lo, Mordechai said, Al besuros tovos shebisruni. Because those little children gave me besuros tovos. Shalo efchad. I will not be afraid. Min ha'etza hara'a, from your bad plot, shaya atzta aleinu. Because if my kinderlach and my nation are going to Beis HaSefer, if the Zachor is teaching Zachor, if we still have a Rebbe standing in front of our Talmidim, teaching Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, why did Moshe say to Yeshua, Ksov zozi karom besefer? Hashem said to Moshe, Vesim ba'ozne Yeshua. Teach them Torah shebichtav, write it down. Teach them Torah shebaal peh. It's a responsibility of the zachar, the male, to teach the zikaron, because when we invest in the future, they will never defeat us. Because a malek comes, mechamel Hashem ba'malek midardar. They want to root out the kesher between the generations. They go for the nechashalim acharecha. So what does Moshe say to Yoshua? You're as dear to me as myself, because I know my future lies in you. What does the Medrash say? Mordechai was samach simcha gedola v'sachak. He was so happy and he was laughing. And he said to Haman, if Jewish children are going to yeshiva and Beis Sefer and learning, I'm not afraid of you. You will fall before me because my children are like the stars. They're like they are our future. Wow. I want to end with a peace prayer of Salvechik. It's a snow day. I can't imagine anyone's running anywhere. If you have to go, you could catch end of line. I know technically our time is up, but it's a beautiful piece to tie the whole shiur together, even though I think the Medrash already tied the whole shiur together. If you have to go, you could catch rest online. Can you see my screen? The people whose camera open, please. Yes, thank you very much. Rav Soloveitchik says, oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you for joining me on this snow day and allowing me this chus, Zeichon Nishmas, my grandfather, to teach this shiur. I think that it's not only new for me, I think it's unbelievably powerful. And it's a tremendous mahalach to approaching Zechiras Amalek. Rav Soloveitchik says with the emergence, oh, AA is my short form for Avraham Avinu, because it's easier or faster for me to type AA than Avraham Avinu, okay? With the emergence of Avraham Avinu and the founding of a new kind of community, the covenantal one, we are a community of the bris, Shal Avraham Avinu. We are a community of Vayikach Sefer Bris, Vayikra Ba'aznei Am, Shmos 24/7. The emergence of the covenantal community with Avraham Avinu, the vague role of fatherhood, and the all-absorbing experience of motherhood were redeemed. With Avram and Sarah, parenthood was redeemed. New commitments were accepted. Man, with the emergence of Avraham Avinu, began to live not only for himself. He lives for others as well. What is fatherhood in the covenantal community? What is fatherhood? What is our role? What is the role of the Zachar? It is the great educational commitment to the Mesorah. Let me underline that. You want to know what the responsibility of the father, the Rebbe, the Rav, the Mora is? It is the great educational commitment to the Mesorah. It's a great educational commitment to the tradition. Mordechai sees children leaving Beis HaSefer and he runs after them. It is a freely assumed obligation to hand down, to pass on to the child, the covenant. What do we pass to the child? A message, a code, a unique way of life. We teach the child our tradition of mishpat utzdaka. We teach them justice and charity. I don't live only for myself. I live for the doros. Amalek comes to destroy the doros. Mechama l'Hashem b'Amalek midordor. No wonder Hashem's throne is incomplete. Because Knesset Yisrael represents tradition, mesorah, families, b'nu reinu v'zikneinu neilech, kichag Hashem lanu. Paro says, I don't know what you're talking about. L'chuna ha'gvarim, only the men can go. Moshe says, either we all go or we don't go. You don't understand our way of life. In the covenantal community, the community of Knesset Yisrael, the father is prompted to teach her. The father becomes the Rebbe. And his role is shifted from the periphery in the animal kingdom. Rav Soloveitchik speaks about before Avraham Avinu, the father's job is to fertilize the female and leave. No, now the father is moved from the periphery to the center. He's now on par with the mother, with the emergence of the covenantal community, with the formulation of the doctrine of father-teacher. The fatherhood commitment was suddenly revealed to us. What's the commitment of the father? To be a teacher. That's the answer to Amalek. Avram Avinu personified fatherhood as a great commitment. Sarah became the first mother. And now motherhood was not only biological pressure and instinctual involvement. Animals are good mothers. Some of them are very good mothers because they have the instinct to be a good mother. That's how Hashem programmed them. But Knesset Yisrael is different. We don't only have instinct to be a parent. We don't only have a biological pressure. What was Sarah's commitment? Sarah's commitment, the educational mesorah, the commitment to hand down and teach the covenant. Yehi kavod talmidcha chaviv alayich kishalach. We have a commitment to hand down, transmit mesorah. Ksov zot zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Teach it to your talmid. He'll teach it to his talmid. He'll teach it to his talmid. Until those little tinokos in the streets of Shushan. And Mordechai bent down and he said, "Tell me, Yingalo, what did you learn today?" "Don't be afraid of the coming Holocaust," they said. And Mordechai was so happy. We teach God's way, the covenantal life of chesed utzedakah, of kindness and charity. Mother's job is a great mission. Her preoccupation with the child was endowed with ethical meaning. A mother doesn't just mother physically, she mothers ethically. She not only nurses the child physically, says Rav, she brings him up. She too assumes the role of educator. Motherhood is a commitment, not only a biological experience. When motherhood was transformed into a commitment, being a mother is equated with being a teacher. A teacher of God. Being a mother is equated with being a teacher of God, who is the carrier of God's covenant. She becomes his prophet, and motherhood and fatherhood are elevated. When they fall to the dust. But when they rise, says the Gemara, they're like the stars. No one can touch them. Instead of being just the father and mother of their offspring in the biological sense, Avram and Sarah accepted responsibility for the multitudes, for the community of the committed. The father and the mother of the clan were prompted to the father and mother teachers of the entire covenantal community. The letter Hey in Perek Yud Zayin was added to both of their names, signifying this transformation. They would now become teachers. They embody the covenant of God, the Yud symbolizing the name of Hashem. The letter He added to their name symbolized the exalted idea of the covenantal fatherhood and motherhood. Covenantal fatherhood and motherhood is not realized through physical means, but through spiritual, educational media. Spiritual, educational. You want to know the answer to Amalek? Teach your children. You want to know the antidote to Amalek? Send them to Beis Sefer. You want to know the koach by which we will overcome Amalek? Pass on the Mesorah. The battle of Amalek. This is the quote from the Rav. It's unbelievable. I couldn't put this together better than the Ribono Shel Olam. I was looking for a quote from the Rav of Lichtenstein Shir, so I picked up the Sefer Family Redeemed. I thought, oh, this looks very nice, appropriate. And look how he ends this piece. I didn't make any of this up. The battle of Amalek Midor Dor is to destroy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's my own notes. I still couldn't make up the Shir. The battle of Amalek Midor Dor is to destroy our own education, our own future, our own bond with our children. This is my notes. To cut off the ties from Rabbi to Talmud. To destroy the weak ones at the rear. And so, Rashi says, Yihi kavod chavercha. Why do I keep saying that? Yihi kavod talmidcha. Chaviv alayich kishalach. So this Shabbos, when you remember Amalek, when you remember what they did, and I remember my grandfather's memoirs, and it's a miracle that I'm alive today, don't only remember the horror. Don't only remember the killing. Don't only remember the oppression. Remember that from the battle of Amalek, we learn about the eternity of Knesset Yisrael. Im bizara haYehudim Mordechai, asher chilosi lempol lefanav, lo tuchal lo, ki nafal tipol lefanav. They come, el hanechshalim acharecha. They come, mina'ar va'ad zakein tafenashim b'yom echad. B'shlosh asar yam lechodesh adar hu shneim asar, chodesh shneim asar hu chodesh adar. And we come by running after the children, by sending them to Beis Sefer, by asking them, what pasuk did you learn today? And that's the Jewish source of our simcha. That's the Jewish source of our survival. And Be'ezer Hashem, it will bring us to the end of days when the kisei will be shalem, and the name will be shalem. Timcha. Et zecher hamalek mitachas hashamayim lo tishkach. I thank everyone for gracing me with your presence and the zchus of giving the shir. May my grandfather's neshama, Yitzchak ben Moshe, alav merit al zchus aliyah neshama, and the merit of the Torah that we shared. Thank you so much, everybody. I wish you a wonderful, safe, warm day and a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you.